High school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh my goodness, that is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky.
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight, everyone. Well, it's that time once again. Basketball season finally here. Actually, in reality, it has been here for a bit, but we're just now getting into it because we spent the last 2 weeks calling football championship games in which the Thurston Colts won a state title at the 5A level, and the Sheldon Irish came up just short against Lake Oswego at the 6A level. And in the meantime, our local basketball teams already a full week into their non-conference seasons. By the way, before I fully move on from football, it's worth mentioning and congratulating Thurston because they not only won that football title this year, but as we transition into hoops, they also won a state title in basketball last year. And get this, they beat Wilsonville in both sports in both title games. Really impressive stuff from them. So congratulations to them. But our game today features another team from the Midwestern League, a team that has been a 5A power in the state for several decades, Churchill, but which ended a six-year run as league champs last year with an uncharacteristic fourth-place finish, facing a power from the 6A in North Medford, coming off two straight conference titles. It's the second week of high school hoops in Oregon, our first broadcast of the season here on 95.3 The Score. Tonight, it is the Churchill Lancers and North Medford Black Tornado. Again, good evening, everybody. I'm Alex Braga, and thanks once again for joining us. Let's begin with the Lancers. Last year, sort of expected to be a reloading year for them. I mean, never say that, you know, to head coach Kelly Bookin because he'll quickly correct you. In fact, I asked him flat out at the start of last season if he expected to drop off, and he said absolutely not. At Churchill, they expect to win the league title and make a run at a state title every year, and sure enough, they did respond. Now, they finished fourth in their league, which ended up being, you know, very good in producing the eventual state champion in Thurston, but they ended up going on a playoff run that is very typical of the Lancers. Wins over Corvallis and Bend to get to the tournament site, Gill Coliseum, then a win over number one Silverton in the quarterfinals, then they ended up losing to Wilsonville in the semis, then ended up beating Crater 58-57 to win the third place game. So third place finish in the state last year for Churchill. I'll give you a bit of advice about Churchill basketball. If you're thinking you might want to overlook them or think they're, you know, going to be less than, you are setting yourself up for failure. They are always good, and they know how to win big games. So even when they struggle a bit in league, they actually lost three games in a row last January. They always seem to play well when it matters, and they learn from it. And, you know, last year they had to replace a lot of stars. Spencer Hoffman, Lucas Wilson graduated from the year before. They only returned two players from their 2016 roster, but from the 2017 roster last year, excuse me. But guys like Silas Benyon, Jonathan Chekwube, Isaiah Wallace learned on the fly, became really solid players for them. Chekwube graduated, but Wallace and Benyon are both back and juniors, by the way. Add to them a couple of big-time transfers in Brian Garaki from Monroe High School and Evan Pia from Palma High School in California. They also get back big man Kalen O'Neill, who missed their playoff run last year because he had mono. He's really their only size inside, but this team will run and shoot you to death. And, you know, despite them sharing that Midwestern League with a team that won the state title last year, many are still picking the Lancers to win the league this year. And I wouldn't count them out if I'm anybody covering them this year. So far, so good this season. Wins over North Salem and LaSalle Prep, outscoring both of them by an average of 33.5 points. They have a matchup with Thurston in 2 weeks that right there should probably be a good measuring stick game for both of them, which one's going to kind of take control of the league early on in the season. But before that, they have a big-time matchup against a 6A team in North Medford that, again, has won two straight Southwest Conference titles. On to North Medford. You talk about replacing some players. They got to replace arguably the best one in the state at the 6A level over the last few years in Kaysen Faust. You know, all he did was average 23 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists last season in leading the Black Tornado to a Southwest Conference championship. And so they're off to a slow start this year, as you might imagine. Lost to a top 10 team in Central Catholic by 19 in the opener, then followed it up with a 6-point loss to Sunset. They're being led by a combo of guys, but you know, no one has really stepped up to take control of that roster yet. They haven't found out who's going to be their, you know, real on-court leader yet. Jarae Thomas and Nick Carrick, averaging 9 points per game. Garrett Parker averages 10.5. You know the phrase in football, if you have two quarterback system, you don't have one good quarterback. Well, that's saying, you know, that it's nice to be well-rounded, but it's also saying that you won't go far unless you have someone who takes your team by the reins and steps up. You know, they still have a lot of time to figure that out, and a nice showing tonight against the Lancers tonight could be, you know, a good first step to a repeat league title. They went 22-4 last year overall and 10-2 in league. So starting at 0-2 is a bit of a shock for them this year. And, you know, last year they thought it might be the season for them, but they ended up falling to Jesuit in the second round and coming up short of reaching the tournament site, even at up in where the Pilots play up in Portland. So, you know, kind of the opposite of the Lancers. You know, an amazing regular season last year for North Medford, but struggling once they get to the playoffs. So we'll see what this season has in store for them. And of course, Churchill, as I mentioned, kind of struggled during the regular season for the first time in a long time to finish fourth in the Midwestern League, but still turned it into a third-place finish in state once they reach the playoffs because, as I said, it's Kelly Book and coach team, and a Kelly Book and coach team knows exactly what to do in big games, kind of no matter what their situation is. And last year, a sophomore-led team didn't really matter. Once they hit that tournament site, they knew exactly what to do. Just came up short against a really good team in Wilsonville. That, of course, ended up losing to Thurston in the championship game. All right, still a couple of minutes before we get to the national anthem and the tip-off out here at Churchill High School. So I'm going to go ahead and step away for our first break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you a little bit more info about both of the schools and their coaches, including Kelly Book and head coach at Churchill, who I mentioned. All of that, then we'll get you all set for the tip-off. It's the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, the North Medford Black Tornado and the Churchill Lancers, right here on 95.3 The Score.
Trillium Community Health Plan, Food for Lane County, and the University of Oregon are joining to break the bank this holiday season. Let's break the record for food collected in 1 4-hour period. The Food for Lane County Warehouse is at 770 Bailey Hill Road in Eugene. With your donation between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. December 8th, you'll be helping hundreds of families throughout Lane County while going through a difficult time. December 8th, join Trillium Community Health Plan and Food for Lane County. Let's break the bank.
Looking for a place where you can get a big portion for a big value? Come to Countryside Pizza and Grill. It's family owned and operated. Countryside Pizza and Grill has everything from your favorite homestyle breakfast, served daily until 4 p.m., to lunch and dinner. Open 7 days a week. The pizza and calzones are made with freshly prepared dough and sauce, topped and filled with the best quality mozzarella cheese and your choice of meats and veggies. Countryside Pizza and Grill in Eugene on River Road. Plus, check out Happy Hours, right next to Countryside Pizza and Grill on River Road. Enjoy the live entertainment every Friday and Saturday at Countryside Pizza and Grill and Happy Hours in Eugene on River Road.
It's the sweet deal of the week. Get $50 in gift certificates to Countryside Pizza and Grill and Happy Hours for just $25. Just go to 953thescore.com and click on the sweet deal link. On sale now. Now.
We've got the gifts they want and the things you need every day. And they're on sale right now at Bi-Mart. Warm yourself with DuraFlame Fire Logs and save $5 on a 6-pack. Brighten your workspace and save over $15 on a linkable 4-foot LED shop light. And attract the birds with Audubon Park Songbird Food. It's now $5.99 for a 20-pound bag. From dedicated employee owners serving you to store-wide savings that can't be beat, your neighborhood Bi-Mart is just right for your Christmas season.
At Sun Automotive, it's about more than fixing vehicles. It's about keeping you and your family safe. Technology is always changing, but our values never waver. Always do what's right for our customers, their kids, and now their grandkids. Sure, we all want to make a living, but for me, it's about making a life. For the best service under the sun, come to Sun Automotive in Eugene and Springfield.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul base automatic. $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019 or get $3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage rate financing and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
From
high school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Churchill High School, everybody. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Churchill Lancers hosting the North Medford Black Tornado. Churchill 2-0 on this young season. Wins over North Salem and LaSalle. They're out of the 5A Midwestern League. Last year finished 21-8, 9-5 in league. Ended a six-season conference championship streak where they had at least a tie for the league title. Ended up losing 58-43 to Wilsonville in the semifinals, then beat Crater 58-57 to finish third in the state. Head coach Kelly Bookin in his 11th season, 197-78 overall record. Before coming to Churchill, he led Redmond to the postseason 13 of 14 seasons, including eight tournament berths, won a state title in 2003 with Marty Lunin, who Duck fans might remember, was a Midwestern League Coach of the Year 2 years in a row, and also has made the title game three times with Churchill and won two of them. Also, a really good player at Northwest Christian University, was their starting point guard. North Medford Black Tornado out of the 6A Southwest Conference, 0-2 to start the year with losses over against Central Catholic and Sunset. Last year finished 22-4 overall, 10-2 in conference to win the league. They ended up beating Cleveland, but then losing to Jesuit 66-51 in the second round to come out short of making the tournament site. Head coach Scott Plankenhorn in his 13th season, 217-97 overall, was hired to replace Tim Sam, who stepped down after five seasons. Plankenhorn had been an assistant with the team for 3 years. Before that, coached JV and the freshman levels, led North Medford to two state titles in three seasons as a starting point guard. As a player, was All-State in 1989 after winning a consolation title. Well, we are just underway out here at Churchill High School. North Medford wins the opening tip, and they will start off our ball game. Ball swung to Garrett Parker around the side. Gets it to the top of the key to J-Ray Thomas, who then now drives in, kicks it outside for a three. Jet Carpenter, and that falls. So a three-point lead for North Medford to start things off. Just underway out here at Churchill High School. First shot of the game goes down. Come the other way, it's Kalen O'Neill into the lane, up with a jump shot, no good. Rebound goes to Garrett Parker, and he is running for North Medford. Gets it up to Darius Wells. Wells, 5 points per game in their two games so far this year. Crossover dribble against Silas Benyon, now into the lane, up with a shot, and he is fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against Garaki, and that is his first. Again, a transfer for Churchill from Monroe High School. And he gets the first foul. Darius Wells to the line. And he misses the first one off the back rim. So no good there. Looks like they're going to correct who the foul was called against, because the announcer said it was Kalen O'Neill, but it actually went against Garaki, and they have corrected that. So second free throw now up for Wells. That's off the front rim, no good. But the offensive rebound goes to Elias Spence, and now he kicks it outside for an open three. Jarae Thomas, that is off the back rim, and no good. Rebound goes to Churchill, but we have a foul away from the ball before Isaiah Wallace was able to get away, and it's going to go against Elias Spence of North Medford, so Churchill's going to retain possession anyways, and it's inbound to Isaiah Wallace, first team All-Midwestern League last year. He dribbles around the right wing, hands off to Silas Bennion, who now passes across the floor to Evan Pia. Pia now to the corner to Kalen O'Neill, back to Pia, now back into the corner to Wallace. Wallace, a three ball in the way, and he knocks it down. So Isaiah Wallace, first team All-Midwestern Leaguer last year. Now he kind of shows you why right off the bat. Open three, he knocks it down, and we're all tied up at 3 1 minute into the game. Jarae Thomas outside the key. Over to Darius Wells on the left side. Now back to Thomas on the right wing. Gets it now back up to Jet Carpenter at the top of the key. He now drives right, hands off to Garrett Parker. Parker now passes to the right to Wells. Now back inside to Parker. Outside, Jarae Thomas. Going to dribble baseline, put it up off the back of the rim, and good. Jarae Thomas, nice drive up the left side. Gets it in off the glass, actually, and he has two, and North Medford back up by two. Thomas, 9 points per game in their two games this year. Wallace now the other way for Churchill. Pass into the corner to Garaki. Garaki now tries to get it to the outside, nearly stolen away by Thomas, but retaining possession is Pia. Pia now dribbles the left side and hands off to O'Neill. Crossover dribble, 15-foot jumper on the way. Yes, sir. That is what they missed in the playoffs last year. Didn't really hurt him too bad. In the backcourt, Silas Bennion with a steal. Goes up with the left hand off the back rim. No good. Rebound goes to Wells for North Medford, and he is fouled. Boy, for Silas Bennion, you got to make that layup. Because not only do you not get the points, but then on the rebound, you get a foul. That is against Garaki, and that's his second. So he might have to come out here early. He's been one of their better players this year. Inbound to Carpenter. He's going to bring it up the floor. And pass over to Thomas on the right wing. Crossover dribble against Garaki. Now he's going to back it out, set up the offense. Wells on the left wing now with the ball. Pass over to Carpenter. Carpenter back to the top of the key to Garrett Parker. Parker tries to dribble in. Now pass outside to Wells on the right side. Bluffs a screen, and now Wells going to drive into the lane. Kick it out to Parker. Now he's going to pass over to Carpenter. Carpenter off a screen. Knocks down a three. Jed Carpenter, 2 for 2 from three-point range. And North Medford's back up 8-5. Got to get out there and get a hand in his face, or he's going to knock that down all game long. Kalen O'Neill with the ball for Churchill outside. Now he's bumped. Gets it over to Wallace, though. Wallace with an open three off the back rim. No good. Rebound goes to Thomas, and now North Medford's running. He's going quickly up the floor. Fakes a pass in. Let's see if they call the charge. Nope, they got a block on the outside. Going to go against Isaiah Wallace, and Thomas is going to go to the line for two. So I kind of mentioned earlier that, you know, Churchill's game is really running, pushing tempo, and hitting outside shots. Again, they don't have much size as Thomas knocks down the first free throw. And so they're going to rely on a lot of small ball and trying to outquick you. And North Medford clearly up to the task so far tonight. 5 minutes remaining. Thomas knocks down the second free throw, and North Medford's up by five. 10-5 with 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Bennion across the timeline, going against Wells. Crossover dribble to the right side. Now leaves it out for Wallace. Wallace pump fakes, now drives around the corner, and he's going to shoot a 15-foot jumper. Yes, sir. And again, he's one of those guys. You really can't give him any space. And Bennion with a steal in the backcourt, but I think they might get him for a foul as he steals it and then knocks it down. Let's see. Yeah, they got a foul against Bennion. I thought they might get it against Wells after Bennion got the steal, but Bennion got to like the aggressive defense, just a little too aggressive as Churchill now switches to a full court press. Ball inbounded to Parker. Parker now to Wells. Wells quickly up to Carpenter, who breaks it across the timeline and now gives it over to Thomas. Thomas backs out through the legs dribble. Going against Garaki outside the key. Now he's going to drive right, put up a shot. Highly contested, no good, but he is fouled. And that is going to be against Garaki, and that is his third foul already in this game. And he's still in there. I don't know if Kelly Bookin actually realizes that he has three fouls. I think he thought that first one was still against O'Neill, as the first free throw is no good by Thomas. Thomas, couple of dribbles. Now he puts up the second one, knocks it through. Black Tornado back up 12-7. Pass Silas Bennion now brings it up the floor. Crossover dribble, now pass across to Garaki. Now he leaves it in the corner for Wells. Pump fake, and Wallace comes up and knocks it down. Excuse me, not Wells, Wallace. And it's 11-9, North Medford. Churchill back to within two. Back to the full court pressure. Carpenter in the backcourt nearly throws it away, but Wells comes up with it, gets it across. Now he's going to dribble to the left side, pass over for Spence. Spence, couple of dribbles into double team, and now he gives it into Carpenter. Great pass, but he can't finish. And Wallace comes up with a rebound. Churchill now trying to push tempo. Gets it up to Bennion. Bennion tries to go against three defenders and loses the handle. Stolen away by Carpenter. Carpenter quickly to Thomas. Now leaves it off for Wells. Up with the lay-in. No good. Tip rebound. No good. Now another tip rebound. No good. And finally Churchill comes out with it. Boy, so many chances there for North Medford, but they just couldn't get it to fall. And now coming the other way and a lot of contact. That is a hard foul. And both players involved in it are not getting up. As Dylan Carson into the game for Churchill went up, and he was kind of undercut by Carpenter. Carpenter actually probably got the worst of that. But it looks like both guys up to their feet, and they're okay, as Carson's going to go to the line to shoot two. Again, the foul goes against Carpenter. That's his first. So Dylan Carson to the line. Chance to tie this game. Knocks down the first free throw. And Churchill, as I mentioned earlier, their game against North Medford tonight. And then they play Thurston in a couple of weeks. On the 18th, actually. And that's a big-time matchup. And Thurston did not really lose much from their state championship team last year as Carson misses the second free throw. And so they have high hopes for this season as well. 3:26 left in the first quarter. North Medford on top of Churchill, 11-10, as Jet Carpenter has it outside the key. Pass over to Jerry Thomas, and he tries to dribble inside, has it knocked away and nearly stolen by Wallace, but diving to the floor, picking it up is Parker. Parker then tries to hand it off to a teammate, stolen away by O'Neill. He goes in for the dunk. Kalen O'Neill, the beneficiary of some really good hustle by his teammates as he has the ball tipped to him in the backcourt. He just goes up for an easy two-hand flush, and Churchill has the lead. 12-11, 2:55 left. Coming back the other way, three ball, and North Medford gets it right back. Garrett Parker left open in the corner. He knocks it down. Quickly the other way, Garaki up with a left hand. He knocks it down. All of a sudden, back-to-back full-court action. It's actually Pia with the basket for Churchill. And coming back the other way, Thomas knocks down a three. Holy cow. All of a sudden, both of these teams running. So I tell you what, I think I messed up one of the fouls earlier. It wasn't against Garaki, it was against Pia. And so Pia has a foul and Garaki has two. And he is actually on the bench right now for the Lancers. So Pia with the ball to the outside. And he is going against Thomas outside the top of the key. Now he passes to Wallace coming off a screen. Pump fake. Now he's going to drive baseline. Tries to leave it off for Carson. Stolen away by Thomas. Thomas now one on three. He looks like he's going to try to pull it up. No, he just goes in anyways and knocks it in off the glass. Well, if you're Churchill, you got to step up and play some defense there. And Kelly Bookins letting him know it. Quickly the other way with it for Churchill. Samaje Morgan, a freshman, pushing the tempo for the Lancers. He's now into the game. Gets it over to Wallace. Now to Pia. Pia to the top of the key to Morgan. Morgan going to drive in. He's bumped as he goes up for a shot. I think they're going to say the foul was on the floor. And it's going to go against Darius Wells. That is his first foul of the game, the third team foul against North Medford. Now coming out of the game is Pia. And Ejim Akuma, the third, coming into the game. He came off the bench last year, and he gets the inbound. Quickly goes up for a shot, misses it, gets his own board, and then heads it off to O'Neill, who goes up and under with a left hand and knocks it down off the glass. That's a nice play by Akuma to be heads up and get it to his teammate there underneath the basket. A stoppage in play here. Not sure what's going on. A substitution issue here for North Medford as a guy just came up off the bench and tried to just go in without checking in at the scorer's table. That's against the rules, so Garrett Parker had to go back. Now he's led into the game. Silas Bennion back into the game for the Lancers as well. As the ball goes into Parker, Churchill again still in the full court press here. And quickly breaking it is Victor Orozco Bernal. And he has it knocked away by Bennion and nearly stolen away. And then he comes up and they're going to say it's off of him out of bounds. Nice job by Kalen O'Neill of reaching the hand in there and kind of knocking it off Orozco Bernal's chest, and it goes out of bounds, and now Churchill has the ball back, and they're, again, trailing by three here, 1:27 left in the first quarter, 19-16. 6A North Medford, winners of the Southwest Conference last year, going up against Churchill. Favorites to win the Midwestern League this year. Morgan, ball in the corner, gets a three-pointer rejected, and then it goes out of bounds, and looked like he might have been able to save it in to Kalen O'Neill, who got a dunk on the play, but they said his foot was right on the end line. And so Churchill now going to inbound in the blob play. Wallace now to Bennion. Bennion, got to be careful. He's just liable to shoot it wherever he is on the floor. Skip pass all the way across to Akuma. Akuma now dribbles right, hands off to Wallace, coming back left. Pass over to Bennion. Bennion now to Morgan at the wing. Now back to Bennion, top of the key, drives in, has it poked away and stolen away by Thomas. Thomas quickly coming the other way against O'Neill, going to go up with a right hand, lays it up and in. Jare Thomas having a heck of a ball game so far tonight. 21-16 North Medford, 45 seconds left in the first. Freshman Samaje Morgan coming across the timeline with the ball. Fakes a backdoor pass. Now drives in. Kicks it all the way across the floor. Three ball on the way for Bennion. No. Off the back rim. Rebound, though, goes to Kalen O'Neill. O'Neill back out to the top of the key. And Kelly Bookin telling him to slow things down. 30 seconds left. Pass to Bennion. Bennion dribbles inside. Now outside to Wallace. And they're going to clearly wait for the final shot here as he hands it off to Morgan. And Morgan, a freshman for Churchill. You do not see that very often. Now he gives it over to Bennion, left wing, waiting for a screen from O'Neill. Now he gets it, dribbles left, going to go baseline. Now pass outside to Morgan. Morgan pump fakes now into lane with a runner, and it's good. That's a nice shot by Samaje Morgan. 2 seconds remaining, full court shot on the way, not even close. Actually, pretty close to a pass there, and no good, no score, and our first quarter has come to a close. Nice back-and-forth action from both of these teams in the first as we head into the second. Our score, North Medford 21, Churchill 18 here on 95.3 The Score.
What an exciting time of year. Decorations, friends, parties. What if you could combine all these into one? Now you can with My Party Bus Holiday Lights Tour. My Party Bus can take 16 to 20 of your friends or family around Eugene's best-dressed holiday lights, or get more cozy in the 8-person limo. With tours all week from 5:30 to 7:30 and from 8 to 10. Call My Party Bus now, 541-554-7979. Spots are filling fast. 541-554-7979.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Churchill. Alex Braga with you tonight. Thanks for joining us. The Lancers trailing North Medford here at home. Third game of the season for both of these teams. 21-18 as we begin the second quarter. Tonight's game, as every game, is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less with Bi-Mart. Samaje Morgan gets the inbound pass from Kalen O'Neill. Now he leaves it back for O'Neill, who dribbles inside. Now passes back outside to Wallace. And Wallace knocks down an open three. That's his second three-pointer of the game. He has 10 already, and our score is tied as we start the second quarter. Jet Carpenter quickly coming the other way. Goes up for a shot. He's fouled by O'Neill. And I think O'Neill thought he blocked it. And I think the fans here also think O'Neill blocked it. But they ended up calling the foul, and so Jet Carpenter, all 6 points per game for him this year, is going to go to the line to shoot two. He already has 6 points tonight, 2 for 2 on threes. We'll see what he can do here. Try to give North Medford the lead back. Misses the first free throw. As checking into the game, Dylan Carson comes in for Kalen O'Neill for the Lancers. O'Neill, they're super happy to have him back this year. Mentioned missed that playoff run with mono, which is no fun, I've heard. Carpenter knocks down the second free throw. North Medford back up 22-21. Samaje Morgan quickly the other way for the Lancers. Now he's kind of backs things back out. Pass over to Wallace in the corner. Back out to Morgan. Wow, what a quick crossover dribble. Leaves it off for Carson into the lane up with the right hand. No good at back rim, but he gets his own board. Jump stop, and then he's fouled as he goes up for a shot. They're going to get Nick Carrick for the foul. That's a tough break for him. That also looked like a pretty clean block coming back the other way. Looks like he got him just on the wrist, though. And so Carson going to go to the line to shoot two. Rolls around the rim and comes down on the first one. We're tied up at 22. Carson wearing a red headband He's the only guy on the floor with a headband. I was used to wearing myself. I still do sometimes when I work out. Headbands are great, folks. Carson knocks down the second free throw. 23-22 now, Churchill. 7 minutes left in the first half. Darius Wells for the Black Tornado across the timeline. Now pass into the corner. It's going to go to Orozco Bernal. He dribbles left. Now pass over to Jack Carpenter. Carpenter against Morgan has a big size advantage, but he doesn't want to back him down. Pass over to Orozco Bernal. Now back to Carpenter. Swinging it around the key to Darius Wells. Wells against Benny. Benny nearly pokes it away, but Wells retains possession. Pass over, and now we got a bump, and it looks like an offensive foul away from the ball is the call, and it's going to go against number 11, Manuel Angulo Jr., who just checked into the game. He averages 7.5 points per game this season. He picks up an off-ball foul, a 15 foul for North Medford here in the first half. Churchill with 6. Samaje Morgan across the timeline against Wells. Quick jab, step, dribble, pass over to Silas, bending in the corner. Now back to Morgan up top of the key, leaves it off for Wallace. Wallace dribbles inside, passes outside, stolen away by Orozco Bernal. Quickly coming the other way, leaves it off for Carpenter. Up with the right hand and in off the glass. Quick tempo off the turnover, and 24-23, North Medford back with the lead. This game going back and forth here in the first half. Wallace dribbles across the midcourt stripe. Now to Bennion. Bennion dribbles inside, up with a 15-foot jumper. No good off the back rim. Rebound goes to Carpenter, who quickly passes it out to Wells, and he is fouled in the backcourt by Samaje Morgan. Kind of a freshman move by Samaje Morgan, trying to reach in and steal the ball with the offhand, or not the offhand, the inside hand, which is a good way to make body contact and get a foul called against you. And sure enough, he did. And that is the seventh team foul for Churchill. So going to the line to shoot the one-on-one is Darius Wells as Trask Conrad checks into the game for Manuel Angulo Jr. for the Black Tornado. See if Wells can knock down the free throw. First one is off the front rim but does fall. So the Black Tornado back up by 2. He's going to get to shoot a second one here. Spins it. Puts it up and gets it to fall. Darius Wells knocked down both free throws. North Medford back up by 3 as Wells checks out of the game. Jarae Thomas back into the game. He has been the player of the game so far tonight. 12 points here in the first half. 12 of their 26. Wallace bringing it up the floor. Now picks up his dribble. Leaves it off for Carson in the right corner. Back up to Bennion. Top of the key. They're giving him a lot of room if he wants to shoot it, but he doesn't. Running the offense, Kelly Bookin wants him to run. Leaves it off for Carson. Now back to Morgan, top of the key. One-on-one against Thomas. Now outside to Bennion. Bennion dribbles left. Now backs it out. Crossover, jump stop in the lane. Pass outside to Carson. Plankenhorn wants to travel. Now back outside to Bennion. Back to Morgan, top of the key. Leaves it off for Akuma on the left side. Back to Morgan. Dribbles baseline. Now pass outside to Carson. 20-foot jumper, no good. Rebound goes to Jarae Thomas, and now North Medford pushing the tempo. Nearly stolen away by Bennion, but he can't quite keep his hands on it, and it goes out of bounds and is going to stay with the Black Tornado. He's a good football player and kind of looked at his hands like a wide receiver does and is like, hey, how could you betray me like this? Come on, fellas. All that I do for you. He is a good football player, by the way. Really good defensive back on Churchill's team. Really good. Again, just a junior now. He and Wallace both got a lot of good run last year as sophomores. Quickly inbound on a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded Jarae Thomas for North Medford. And he's going to dribble it back out and set up the offense. Over to Orozco Bernal. Pass back to Jet Carpenter. Carpenter over to Thomas. Off a screen, he's going to put up a 3. Yes, sir. In rhythm. Jarae Thomas having a heck of a ball game so far. 29-23 North Medford. Kalen O'Neill coming with it the other way against Carpenter. Now he's going to back it out and pass over to Wallace. Churchill's going to need somebody to step up. But so far, it's just been Wallace who's going to put up a 3, and I guess he's going to be enough. Knocks it down. He's got 13, 26, 20, or 29, 26. Nearly stolen on the trap at midcourt. And then they're going to get Bennion with a trip as he kind of reached out and tripped Thomas. And so Bennion's going to pick up his second. Silas Bennion, a second-team All-Midwestern League player last year. And he is streaky I think would be the word for him. If he gets on a run, he will kill you with three-pointers as Thomas misses the free throw, but the offensive rebound goes to Conrad. Now he gives it back out to Thomas against Takuma. Crossover dribble, trying to go baseline against O'Neal. Now fadeaway jumper, baseline, it goes off the glass and goes in. That is an impossible shot, physics-wise, but somehow he gets it to fall. And they're back up 31-26. That's unreal. O'Neal outside. He's just going to step up and shoot a three. Back rim, no good. Rebound again goes to North Medford. They're all over the glass tonight. Nick Carrick with the board. Now to Thomas. Now back to Carrick on the left. See if he tries to get it to Carpenter. Yes, he does. Carpenter going to dribble inside. Now he has it poked away, nearly stolen away, but it goes right back to North Medford. Dribbling baseline. Now outside. Now into the corner. Three ball on the way. Carrick knocks it down. And Kelly Bookin wants a timeout, and I don't blame him. 34-26, North Medford is on a run. Timeout on the floor, going to be a full timeout. We will go ahead and use it as well. 3:52 remaining in the first half. North Medford up by 8, 34-26 here on 95.3 The Score.
Emerald Valley Golf Course is now offering 2 months free with every new membership. This easily walkable 18-hole championship course is fun yet challenging for every player. Greens are always fast and consistent. Fairways, the river, the hills, drop-dead gorgeous. With discounts on lessons and pro shop merchandise, Emerald Valley is always affordable. Book your tee time online now. Emerald Valley Golf, just 15 minutes from Eugene and Cresswell, and at emeraldvalleygolf.com.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Churchill, where we have a North Medford Black Tornado 34-26 lead over the host Lancers. Third game of the season for both of these teams. Second week of high school basketball in Oregon. Of course, this is our first game as we have been busy doing high school football for the last few weeks. Several local teams playing deep into the playoffs, including Thurston winning a championship and Sheldon coming up just short. So here we are, our first high school basketball game of the year, and Churchill right now trailing here in the second quarter, 34-26, as the ball inbounded to Garaki, who goes up with a shot right baseline. No good, and the rebound's going to go to North Medford, and it's going to go to Thomas as the ball comes over to me, and I can't quite. Sorry, man, I can't get up. And I'm limited by the headset. I tried to get up and get the rebound for him, and I couldn't quite. And so it's going to be North Medford with the ball, retaining possession. Orozco Bernal gives it to the outside against Kalen O'Neal. And he is going to pass to the right wing now. It's going to go inside to Carpenter. Carpenter lost. Wallace misses the shot, but goes up and puts back his own rebound. Nice job by Jack Carpenter following, and he just kind of lost Wallace on the post. And now they are up by double digits, a 10-point lead for North Medford, 3 minutes left in the first half. Wallace the other way. Now he's going to hand off on the wing to Pia, and he's going to give it inside to Garaki. Garaki misses, but the rebound up and in is good. And that is Garaki actually gets the rebound and puts it up and in. I keep confusing Pia with Garaki. And Garaki gets the rebound and the putback off of a Pia miss. Now the other way with it is North Medford. Left wing, Orozco Bernal. Now he's going to dribble out to the top of the key through the legs against Wallace. Had a man open but couldn't quite see him, so he gets it over to Thomas. Thomas off of the screen. He's going to put up another three. Back rim no good this time, and the rebound goes to Pia. A transfer from Palma High School in Salinas, California this season for the Lancers. He gets it outside. He's going to shoot a three. Yes, sir! Churchill really needed that. They got to get something rolling offensively here. 36-31. Little over 2 minutes left in the first half. Orozco Bernal nearly loses the handle, nearly stolen away by Akuma, who dove for it, but it goes to Thomas. Thomas outside. He's going to put up a wild three. He thought he was fouled. No call, though. But the offensive rebound again goes to Trask Conrad, who loses the handle, stolen away by Kalen O'Neal. He's pushing it the other way, nearly stolen away by Thomas. Pia comes out with it. Now to Garaki outside the key. He's going to slow things down. Probably a good idea to do so. Pass out to the top of the key to Akuma, who is going to set up the offense. He dribbles left, now hands out to Garaki, who's going to drive baseline. Now outside, three ball, Pia on the way. No good, back rim, rebound goes to Orozco Bernal, and we got a foul call. And I think, actually, it looks like Scott Plankenhorn going to call a timeout. and it is going to be a full, so we'll go ahead and use it as well. A lot of back and forth action here in the first half. Churchill just trying to stay close before we head to the halftime whistle. Again, 1:40 left in the first half. 36-31 North Medford over Churchill here on 95.3 The Score.
We've got the gifts they want and the things you need every day. And they're on sale right now at Bi-Mart. Warm yourself with DuraFlame Fire Logs and save $5 on a six-pack. Brighten your workspace and save over $15 on a linkable 4-foot LED shop light. And attract the birds with Audubon Park Songbird Food. It's now $5.99 for a 20-pound bag. From dedicated employee owners serving you to store-wide savings that can't be beat, your neighborhood Bi-Mart is just right for your Christmas season.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
36-31 here in the second quarter. North Medford on top of Churchill, 1:40 remaining here in the first half. Shout out to everybody who came out to the First Place Family Center with us today. I was with the guys from KZL all day long, and a lot of cool people coming out and donating stuff to them. So if you're listening to that and now you're listening to this, big shout out to all of you. You really make a guy feel good to live in this community. That was a lot of good stuff. As Churchill gets a turnover on the inbound, looks like they're going to get Elias Spence with a push as O'Neill got in there, knocked the ball away, and then Spence kind of reached in and pushed him. And so Churchill now out with it. They trail by five, but playing really well as we near the mid-game stoppage. Zakuma gets the ball knocked away. Coming the other way is Spence. Spence goes up, and he is rejected. Rebound goes to O'Neill. He's quickly pushing it up to Akuma. That leaves it outside for Wallace. Now back to Akuma. And he is not one to really look for a shot. He's more of a distributor. Pass it into the corner to O'Neill, who's going to dribble out to the top of the key and slow things up. He gets a screen from Paya and drives left up with a shot. No good. Rebound tip in is good by Dylan Carson. Nice effort there. And Carson has five. Churchill back to within three. Now they go to a full court trap, actually trapping near at the midcourt now as Wallace defending against Parker. Parker now over to Wells. Wells top of the key against Akuma. Going to pass right to Carrick. Carrick dribbles left, now over to Wells. Wells step back, thought about a three. Now he's going to pass it up top of the key to Carrick. Carrick's going to put up a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Wallace for the Lancers. Now he looks at the floor and then pulls it back and slows things down as Kelly Bookin tells him, we want the final shot. Clock under 20 seconds now as he stands near the midcourt stripe. Jep Carpenter told by Scott Plankenhorn to back off and let him kind of set up. The clock now under 10 seconds. Wallace dribbles left. Now gets a screen from Carson, looking for a shot. Nothing there. Now pass outside to Akuma. Akuma's going to shoot a corner three. No good, but he is fouled at the buzzer. And he absolutely was. And Wells is shocked at the call, but he absolutely got him with the body as Akuma was going down. And so he's going to get to shoot three free throws here and try to tie this game up as we head to the half. As he now stands all alone at the charity stripe, his teammates. There you go. Now they're going to join him. I mean, there's no point. Oh, actually, there you go. They put 0.8 seconds left on the clock there is when he got fouled. So I was going to say there's no time left, so they don't really have to be there. But there is 0.8, so you might as well. As Akuma again going to shoot three tonight. And he knocks down the first. Okay, Akuma got a lot of good run last year. Coming off the bench for the Lancers. Knocks down the second as well. Gotta love that. Your head coach, Kelly Bookin. Kid knocking down free throws. Akuma, a junior, 5'10". Dribbles. Knocks down three straight free throws, and we are tied. Heave by Wells at the buzzer is no good. And again, we are tied as we head to the half. Same way the game started is the same way we're going to start the third quarter as we head to the halftime break. When we come back, I'll give you some first half stats and kind of take a look at how these two schools have fared historically against one another and just in general in the playoffs and whatnot, and give you a little more information about both of these schools. So again, our score here at the half, we are all tied up at 36, Churchill and North Medford, here on 95.3 The Score.
At Sun Automotive, it's about more than fixing vehicles. It's about keeping you and your family safe. Technology is always changing, but our values never waver. Always do what's right for our customers, their kids, and now their grandkids. Sure, we all want to make a living, but for me, it's about making a life. For the best service under the sun, come to Sun Automotive in Eugene and Springfield.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul Base Automatic. $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019 or get $3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage refinancing and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
From Christmas shopping to everyday essentials, at Bi-Mart, we've got everything you need at great low prices. Shop today and save. Start the morning with Victor Allen Coffee K-Cups and save $5. Get more for less. 12 double rolls of MD bath tissue are now $5.49. And feed your kitty. Meow Mix dry cat food is now $9.99. From dedicated employee owners serving you to store-wide savings that can't be beat, your neighborhood Bi-Mart is just right for your Christmas season.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
36-36, our score here at the half. I'm Alex Braga. Thank you for joining me tonight. Churchill High School, the Lancers in North Medford Black Tornado. Again, here at the half, 36-36. Final in the JV game from earlier tonight, in case you're interested. North Medford took it 63-53. If there are any JV fans out there listening, you never know. Let's start off with Churchill. Statistically, E.J. Makuma came into the game and knocked down those three free throws to end the first half that actually ended up tying the game. So he went up for a three, got fouled in the corner, and knocked down all three of them. And so we are tied at 36 because of that. He also has a rebound in the first half. Silas Bennion, no points or rebounds for Churchill, and they're going to need more from him this season, and maybe tonight if they're going to take the win from North Medford. But again, I mentioned he is a streaky shooter, so if he catches fire, he's liable to score 20 real quick. But again, nothing so far tonight for him other than two fouls to his name. Isaiah Wallace leading the way for the Lancers, 13 points, two rebounds, also has a foul. Samaje Morgan, 2 points for the Lancers. By the way, a freshman, Samaje Morgan. He runs the point coming off the bench for them. Kalen O'Neill, 6 points in the first half, three rebounds, also a foul. Evan Pia, 5 points, one rebound, one foul. Brian Garaki, 2 points and one rebound, two fouls. And Dylan Carson rounding out the scoring with 5 points and two rebounds. Over to North Medford, Darius Wells, 2 points and a board, two fouls. Trask Conrad came off the bench, got a couple of rebounds for them. Jarae Thomas leading North Medford in scoring, 17 of their 36, including 2 3-pointers and 5 rebounds. Jet Carpenter, 11 points on 2 3-pointers, a free throw, and 2 twos. Also has 2 rebounds and a foul. Victor Orozco Bernal, 1 rebound for North Medford. Garrett Parker, 3 points and 2 boards. Nick Carrick, 3 points and 1 board. Elias Spence, 1 rebound and no points for North Medford. Right now, the Black Tornado leading the rebound battle 15-10 as we are here at the half. But again, our score tied at 36. Take a quick look at the NBA scoreboard. Some finals from earlier today. The Hornets took down the Nuggets 113-107. Sixers beat the Pistons 117-111. Pacers beat the Magic 112-90. Nets topped the Raptors 106-105 in overtime. Kings beat the Cavs 129-110. That's not something you would ever think you would say before this season, now that LeBron James is not in Cleveland anymore, that they would lose to the Kings. Bulls beat the Thunder 114-112. That's actually a nice win for Chicago, as Thunder had actually been playing pretty well lately. Right now in the fourth quarter, just about to close things out, the Grizzlies and Pelicans 106-103 Memphis. Just 11 seconds left in that one. Lakers leading the Spurs as they head into the fourth quarter 99-89. Third quarter, Heat lead the Suns 65-54. And in the second quarter, Warriors on top of the Bucks 40-34. Just a few minutes left here before we get started for the second half. Both teams still in their locker rooms. So that's going to give me a little bit of time to let you know how these two schools are historically. Churchill, 35 postseason appearances, 27 of them where they made the tournament site. That is pretty darn good. Won state titles in 99 and 2001. Second place finishes in 79, 2013, 2014, and 2017. And a third-place finish in 99 and 2018. Fourth-place finishes in 93, 97, 2007. And won consolation tournament titles 4 times. Lost state title games in 2013 and 2014 to Jefferson. And then, of course, a couple seasons ago to Wilsonville. Made the quarterfinals 17 times, semifinals 8 times, and the title game 6 times in their history. So very, very good program historically. And a lot of that in recent years has to do with their head coach, Kelly Bookin, in his 11th season. And 197-78 overall record. He is the difference. And by the way, great guy to work with in the community as well. I mean, he might have heard any of our football games, Colin Churchill games this year. He is fun to sit next to. He does the stadium announcing for them, and he's a fun guy. North Medford, 65 playoff appearances in their history, but that also includes when they were just Medford High School before they split to North and South Medford. They have made the quarterfinals 15 times, 9 semifinals, and 8 finals, won 3 state titles in 24, 29, and 1960. Last year won their last year won the conference title for the second time in a row, but ended up losing in the second round to Jesuit. By the way, North Medford officially opened in 1966, so all 3 of those state titles came as Medford High. So North Medford High School has never actually won a state title. So interesting tidbit there, if you're interested. All right, just a minute left until we head into the second half, so we'll go ahead and step away and take it. And when we come back, we'll get you all that action. 36-36, Churchill and North Medford as we head to the second half here on 95.3 The Score.
What an exciting time of year. Decorations, friends, parties. What if you could combine all these into one? Now you can with My Party Bus Holiday Lights Tour. My Party Bus can take 16 to 20 of your friends or family around Eugene's best-dressed holiday lights, or get more cozy in the 8-person limo. With tours all week from 5:30 to 7:30 and from 8 to 10. Call My Party Bus now, 541-554-7979. Spots are filling fast. 541-554-7979.
From Christmas shopping to everyday essentials, at Bi-Mart, we've got everything you need at great low prices. Shop today and save. Start the morning with Victor Allen Coffee K-Cups and save $5. Get more for less. 12 double rolls of MD bath tissue are now $5.49. And feed your kitty. Meow Mix dry cat food is now $9.99. From dedicated employee owners serving you to store-wide savings that can't be beat, your neighborhood Bi-Mart is just right for your Christmas season.
Oh, I love how short basketball games are.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Well, the buzzer has sounded, and both teams now on their bench getting ready to start the second half here at Churchill High School. Thank you for joining me, everybody. Alex Braga here for the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less at Bi-Mart. You can head to Bi-Mart.com to find your nearest location. They also have daily and weekly cyber deals. Also, go get your flu shot at Bi-Mart. Do it. Stop waiting. You're going to get kids sick, jerk. All right, North Medford going to start the second half with the ball, and they will inbound. It's going to go to Jarae Thomas, who gets it into Darius Wells. Wells now top of the key over to Carpenter. Carpenter now inside, leaves it off for Garrett Parker. Drop step and puts up a right-hand hook shot and knocks it down. It's a nice start for North Medford. They lead by two as we start the second half. 38-36 coming the other way. Wallace. Wallace into the corner to Garaki. Now outside to Bennion. Bennion over to O'Neal. Gets a screen from Wallace. Drives into the lane. Up with the right hand. Rejected. Sending it back. And coming out with it is Wells. Wells coming the other way with it. Leaves it over for Thomas. Thomas drives in the lane with a left hand up with a right hand shot. No good off the front rim. Rebound goes to Garaki. And he is going to be fouled in the backcourt. Foul is going to go against Jarae Thomas. That is his first foul of the ball game. First foul of the second half for either team. And Churchill trailing by two has the ball to Garaki in the front court. Now leaves it over for O'Neal on the left wing. Now back to Wallace. Wallace pump fake. Now going to drive. Kick it outside. O'Neal. O'Neal open three off the front rim. No good. Rebound goes to Carpenter. He's quickly pushing it up the floor for North Medford. Into the lane. And that's going to be a charge. You betcha. Great job by Isaiah Wallace to step into the lane and not move an inch. And Carpenter just ran right through him. And that's going to be an offensive foul. Jed Carpenter, his second foul of the game, second team foul for North Medford. Churchill's got to get something going offensively. They really haven't had a rhythm going at all tonight. O'Neal across midcourt, leaves it over for Garaki. Garaki is just going to put up an outside shot, and he knocks it down. Well, they kind of backed off him, and he knocks it right down, and Churchill's on top. 39-38 Lancers, 6.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Going to be Wells, now leaves it over for Carpenter. Carpenter driving into the lane, leaves it off, and it nearly goes out of bounds to Spence, but he somehow saves it into Thomas. Thomas now leaves it over for Parker for three. Back rim, no good. Rebound going to go onto the floor, and then O'Neal comes out with it, and he's running quickly over to Garaki. Garaki spin move into the lane, up with the right hand off the glass and in. That's a great move. The kiss off the glass and then stolen away in the backcourt by Bennion. Leaves it off for O'Neal. No good. Rebound put back Garaki. All of a sudden in the second half, he is all over the place. And O'Neal's going to get called for a foul in the backcourt. But just 2 points in the first half for Garaki. And all of a sudden, he's got seven to start the second half. Nine total for the game. 43-38 Lancers. They are on fire. Scott Blankenhorn might want to call a timeout. Yes, sir, he calls it. 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Churchill leading 43-38. A 7-2 run here to start the second half for Churchill. And it's, again, coming from the effort defensively. And Garaki doing a lot of that work. Knocks down the open three and then gets a nice kind of a beneficiary of it in the backcourt, but he makes a great spin move against Wells and lays it in off the glass. That is what Kelly Bookin's really excited about from him. Again, a transfer from Monroe. He had 18 in their win over North Salem. So he is going to be expected to do big things, and so far so good for the Lancers this year as they switch again to the full court trap, and now breaking it is Jarae Thomas. He tries to go up with a shot. No good, and it looks like Pia comes out with it, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Churchill. So Pia dives on the floor, ends up getting a possession for the Lancers, and Wallace can inbound in the backcourt. Over to Garaki. Garaki now back to Wallace, who's going to bring it up the timeline slowly. Back over to Garaki at the left corner. Now hands it off the dribble to Carson. Carson now pass over to Bennion. Bennion over to Wallace. They left them open. Yes, sir, and you cannot do that. or Isaiah Wallace will burn you all night long. That is his fourth three-pointer, 46-38 Lancers. Garrett Parker now with it, and he nearly has it stolen away by Garaki, but they're going to call a foul. So it looks like they call it on Dylan Carson. So a lucky break there for Garaki, who's avoided foul trouble so far. Still got a couple, but he had them early on. So Wells stand back from underneath the basket. Kind of a jump ball for Spence. And Spence not able to complete it, but he gets his own rebound. Now leaves it off for Wells, who lays it up in it. That's a great play by Elias Spence. And not going up and just forcing things and leaving it off for his teammate who had the open shot. Quickly the other way. The Lancers, and Pia knocks it down and gets fouled. That's a great job of going up with the right hand, using the body to shield off the defender and just putting it in off the glass. That's a great move. And nice job by Churchill of catching North Medford off guard defensively. And they now lead by 8. Pia misses the free throw. Rebound goes to North Medford, nearly stepping on the end line as Wells, but he does get the board and passes over to Carpenter, who brings it up. Now passes back over to Wells at the left side. Crossover dribble now inside to Spence at the free throw line. Back outside, Carpenter, top of the key, over to Wells at the left wing. Now back outside to Orozco Bernal. He's going to get a screen from Carpenter, drive right. Now he's going to back things out. Crossover dribble against Carson into the lane. Bounce pass to Spence. Spence up with a left wing jumper. Yes, sir. Nice shot by Elias Spence. His first two of the game. Churchill now quickly running the other way. Isaiah Wallace through the legs. Now back over to Bennion. Bennion open three. No good. Back rim. Rebound goes to Carpenter. And now North Medford coming the other way, trailing by 6. Pass over to Wells. Now into the corner. Three ball on the way. No good. Air ball by Orozco Bernal. But the rebound goes to North Medford. Up with a shot. No good. And then tipped in by Spence. Great job by Spence. Just getting action around the rim. Getting his hand on it. And it somehow falls. Garaki now with it the other way for Churchill. Dribbles left. Hands off to Wallace at the top of the three-point line. 48-44. Churchill leading. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Now over to Pia. Pia now over to Carson. Carson now back to Pia, top of the key, dribbles inside, now outside pass to Wallace. Wallace jab step, now pump fake into the lane, now dribble, leaves it outside for Pia. Oh boy, did he have his three-pointer rejected, and all he can do is smile as Jet Carpenter sends it into the fifth row. And Wallace goes over to him and is like, hey man, if you're going to, I had you open, pump fake, get him up in the air, and then dribble inside. That's what Kelly Bookin's going to say to him as he now checks out. Nakuma and Morgan come in for the Lancers, and Wallace now coming out of the game. Akuma inbounds to Morgan, and Morgan going to dribble at top of the key against Wells. Now he goes left to Akuma. Now over to Bennion. Bennion on the left side. Now pass over to Garaki. Garaki gets a screen and puts up a three and knocks it down. Brian Garaki off to a hot start here in the second half. 51-44 Lancers. Wells the other way. He dribbles inside, now outside to Angulo. Angulo inside to Spence, back outside to Wells. He's going to dribble out to the top of the key and reset the offense for the Black Tornado. He's got Akuma guarding him. Now bounce pass to the right wing to Elias Spence. Spence now back to the top of the key to Angulo. Back to Orozco Bernal. He's going to put up an open three. No good. Rebound to O'Neal. O'Neal, his fifth board of the game. He's now dribbling into the front court. Inside, now outside to Bennion. Pump fake, dribbles into the lane. Up with the left hand, off the glass and in. And Silas Bennion finally on the board, 53-44, Churchill. And if he starts scoring the way he's capable of, North Medford might be in trouble. Orozco Bernal in the backcourt breaks the press, and now around the back dribble, pass over to the left wing to Garrett Parker. Dribbles inside, now pass outside to Angulo. And now Angulo going to reset to Orozco Bernal against Morgan. Dribbles left, pass over to Angulo. Angulo now pass to Wells. Wells inside, now pass outside to Garrett Parker. Parker with Samaje Morgan guarding him. He nearly steals it away. He goes to Spence, over to Wells, and he stepped on the end line, out of bounds. The pass just got away. And it's another turnover for North Medford, and Churchill in the second half has really changed the way they are playing this game. Really good defense so far, and boy, the shots are really falling here as well. And so they lead by 9, 2:30 left here in the third quarter. Morgan dribbles across the timeline against Wells. The freshman Morgan dribbles right now into the lane, leaves it off. What a great pass to Garaki, who couldn't finish, but he's fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot, too. And that is why you have a freshman playing out there, is that kind of speed and quickness and the vision to leave it off for Garaki, who I think will tell you he probably should have finished that shot. But he will go to the line and shoot two. And he knocks down the first. Garaki 13 points now after that free throw. And make it 14 after he knocks down the second. 55-44 Churchill. The game North Medford led after the first quarter, 21-18. Churchill really taking control here in the third quarter. Wells the other way. Top of the key. He's going to shoot a 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Akuma for Churchill. And now they're pushing the tempo up to Garaki. One-on-one. Goes up with the right hand off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Jarae Thomas. Let's see if he can get himself acclimated. And the ball is knocked away and out of bounds. And it's going to go off of Thomas. Great pressure in the backcourt. Churchill's defense really the difference here in the third quarter. No doubt about it. Inbound goes to Bennion, and Morgan kind of got it to him before he was ready, and it's stolen away by Thomas. He's got the breakaway. Let's see what he can do with it. And he goes up with the right hand and lays it in. And that's going to go to Morgan, that turnover, because he threw it before Bennion was ready. It went right off his chest, right to the defender Thomas, who just took it coast to coast. 55-46, Churchill on top. Akuma going to dribble left baseline for the Lancers. He's fouled from behind hard as he went up for the shot. Nick Carrick going to get called for the foul. And Churchill going to go to the line. So nice job by Akuma. Getting the defenders in the air and then using his body. Get contact there. Spins ball, takes a couple of dribbles. Goes up with the first one and misses off the back rim. So Ejin Makuma, 3-for-4 from the line tonight. Made 3 in a row to end the first half to tie the game. As Pia is going to come in for O'Neal for the Lancers. Boy, this third quarter has really gone Churchill's way. Kuma knocks down the second free throw, and Churchill's back up by 10. 56-46 as Churchill is still with great pressure in the backcourt, and it goes off Thomas's hands and goes out of bounds. Great defense, Samaje Morgan on that. And if you're Kelly Bookin, you really got to be happy with the defensive effort here. Everybody to a man playing really good pressure defense right now. And P is going to inbound on the left side. Gets it into Morgan. Morgan against Wells. Surveys the defense. Now pass over to Garaki. Garaki dribbles in and now spins. Now pass outside to Morgan. Pump fake. Gets his man in the air. Now leaves it over in the corner for Pia. He's going to dribble left baseline. Over to Garaki. Garaki's on the right side. Now over to Morgan. Morgan's going to put up a three and he knocks it down. Samaje Morgan has 5 and that's his first 3 of the game. And North Medford absolutely needs a timeout. And Scott Blankenhorn's going to take one. 1:12 left in the third quarter. Churchill on top, 59-46 here on 95.3 The Score.
Emerald Valley Golf Course is now offering 2 months free with every new membership. This easily walkable 18-hole championship course is fun yet challenging for every player. Greens are always fast and consistent. Fairways, the river, the hills, drop-dead gorgeous. With discounts on lessons and pro shop merchandise, Emerald Valley is always affordable. Book your tee time online now. Emerald Valley Golf, just 15 minutes from Eugene and Cresswell and at emeraldvalleygolf.com.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back here to Churchill High School. Lancers on top 59-46 over the visiting North Medford Black Tornado. 6A Southwest Conference champions from last season are North Medford, but they have had to replace a lot, and that includes first-team All-Leaguers Brad Allen and Kaysen Faust, as well as honorable mention players Joey Hunter and Trey Holmes. And so a lot to replace for North Medford. And so far, 0-2 on the year. It came out slow here in the second half, and they trail by 13. 1 minute left. They have the ball, though. Inside of Parker. Parker backing his man down. Has it poked away. Stolen away by Garaki. Up to Morgan. Up with the lay-in off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to North Medford. Orozco Bernal out with it, and now he gets it up the floor to Wells. Wells quickly pushing the tempo. Now into the corner to Angulo. Angulo back to Wells. He's going to put up a three. No good, not even close. Rebound saved in, but right to Akuma. And Akuma gives it up to Garaki up with the right hand off the glass and in. This game really going Churchill's way now. And they are kind of on fire here to start the second half. 61-46 with just 20 seconds remaining in the third. Orozco Bernal with Morgan on him. Great defense by Morgan. He is just too quick. Over to Wells. Wells has it poked away by Bennion. Bennion, bounce pass to Morgan. Up with the right hand off the glass. No good, but the rebound. Garaki puts it in. Garaki puts it in, and it's 63-46, and the third quarter is over. What a third quarter by the Churchill Lancers. Our game was tied at 36 at the half, and they came out like gangbusters and take a 63-46 lead into the fourth quarter. You're listening to the High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
We've got the gifts they want and the things you need every day. And they're on sale right now at Bi-Mart. Warm yourself with Duraflame Fire Logs and save $5 on a six-pack. Brighten your workspace and save over $15 on a linkable 4-foot LED shop light. And attract the birds with Audubon Park Songbird Food. It's now $5.99 for a 20-pound bag. From dedicated employee owners serving you to store-wide savings that can't be beat, your neighborhood Bi-Mart is just right for your Christmas season.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
63-46 as we begin the fourth quarter. Churchill on top of North Medford here at home. Second game they played at home. They opened on their own court against North Salem, a 86-40 win, then had to travel to LaSalle, which historically has been a very good team, a playoff team year in and year out, and they ended up winning that one 77-56. So a couple of comfortable wins so far for Churchill. And so far they're off to that again tonight against North Medford, the defending Southwest Conference champions of the 6A level. North Medford going to start with the ball here in the fourth quarter. They're going to give it over to Trask. Trask leaves it inside for Carpenter. Carpenter has it poked away but gets it back and then goes up with a lay-in. Good effort by Carpenter. He was just not going to give up on that possession. Bending the other way. Crossover dribble inside. Now outside of Pia on the baseline. And he's going to dribble back out and give it over to Akuma and reset the offense. Kelly Bookin barking out the play for the Lancers. Akuma dribbles left, hands off to Pia. Pia now cross-court pass to Garaki. Garaki gets a screen from Bennion. He's going to put up another three off the back rim. No good. Rebound goes to Conrad for North Medford. Gives it up to Landon Ellis, who checks into the game for the first time. And pass inside, stolen away by Akuma. He gives it up to Garaki. Garaki one on three. He's just going to shoot a 15-foot jumper against it. No good. Rebound goes to Ellis. And I think if you're Kelly Bookin, you're going to tell Garaki to pull that ball back out, because they did not have the numbers. Inside of Conrad. Conrad got loose inside the lane, gets the pass and lays it up and in. That's his first bucket. And Garaki kind of lost track of him. And it looks like Kalen O'Neill is going to come in for him after this break. Kelly Bookin wants a timeout. It's going to be a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. And yeah, indeed, Kalen O'Neill leaves the scorer's table and points to his teammate Garaki, who kind of had the lapse defensively. And if you're a head coach, that'll get you in his doghouse. His or her doghouse. And not what you like to see if you're Kelly Bookin, obviously, but a 13-point lead still for Churchill. 6:46 left in the game. And so I did mention last year kind of a rebuilding year, or at least it was supposed to be for Churchill, but they ended up finishing third in the state. But again, they only returned two varsity players from the year before, Lucas Schwinn and Everett Lewis. Other than that, just a total youth movement, kind of led by Silas Bennion and Isaiah Wallace. They were pretty much stars for them last year. And so last year kind of got their lumps, then made it into the tournament and ended up getting a pretty solid finish to finish third. Hoping for more this year as they are picked by some to win the Midwestern League, despite Thurston coming off a state championship last year. So Churchill out of the timeout now with the ball. It's going to be Pia outside the key. Leaves it over for Bennion. Bennion drives and is bumped. No foul called, though. Gets it across to Wallace. Wallace over to Akuma. Pump fake. Now over to Pia. Pia inside to O'Neill. Outside to Wallace. Three ball from the right side. No good. Rebound, though, to Bennion. Up with a shot rejected. Back over to Pia, though. He gets it in the corner. He is trapped. Dribbles through it, though. Gets it over to O'Neill at the top of the key. Jab step, and now he's going to dribble back out to the top of the key. Dribbles right, hands off to Wallace. Wallace going against Ellis. Three against three. Pass to Akuma. Carpenter gets right in his face, so he passes back over to Wallace now. Now back to Akuma. Pump fake. Now back to Wallace. Top of the key. Dribbles right. And hands off for Bennion. Bennion now surveys the defense, coming back the other way. And now pass over to O'Neal at the right wing. Churchill patiently trying to find an opening. Pia now to Bennion. Dribbles inside. Now pass out to O'Neal. He's going to take a 15-foot jumper off the back rim. No good. And Carpenter has the rebound. They're going to say, boy, the ball went off of Carpenter. But they're going to say it's North Medford ball. It definitely went off of him, but he also got fouled. And so either way, it's the wrong call. But North Medford has the ball, and they probably should. Ball don't lie. And quickly to the other side, Deegan Hurley, who checked into the game for North Medford, has the ball going against Akuma. He gets a screen from Carpenter, dribbles left, now trying to find space, can't. Pass over to Carrick on the left wing, now back outside to Hurley. Hurley again going against Akuma. Skip pass all the way across to the other side to Conrad. Now back to Wells. I think that's Wells. Nope, it's not. It's Landon Ellis. Ellis has it poked away by Pia, who dives on the floor, picks up the ball, gives it over to Wallace. Great effort and another steal by the Lancers. Wallace in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Bennion. Bennion quickly up to O'Neal. O'Neal trying to find space. Goes up with the left hand off the glass and in. Kaelin O'Neal has 8, and Churchill's back up by 15. 4.5 minutes left in the ballgame. Deegan Hurley outside against Akuma. Dribbles left. He's bumped, and they're going to call Akuma for that one. That's a good call. As you're not, you don't have to give him the lane, but you can't use your body to prevent him from going into the lane. So he bumped him. Inbound goes to Carpenter, who passes now to Ellis. Ellis inside, 15-footer, no good. Rebound goes to Pia for the Lancers, and he's going to dribble up slowly. Now pass over to Wallace, who is going to dribble it up even slower. 65-50, Churchill up on North Medford. 4 minutes remaining now in the ballgame. O'Neal outside against Conrad. Dribbles left. Now backdoor pass to Pia. Up with a right hand off the glass and in. That is a great look. The old Princeton backdoor. And Churchill's back up by 17. Pass nearly stolen away. Now it is stolen away by Bennion. Bennion on the breakaway. Up with a right hand off the glass and in. And he is fouled. And a little bit of extra stuff from Carpenter and Bennion. Boy, they were right in front of me. And I could see the look on Jet Carpenter's face. He was not happy with the way that play ended. And he definitely fouled Bennion, but Bennion kind of exaggerated it and almost reached out and grabbed him a little bit. And they were kind of staring daggers at each other for a second. And the officials were running over, looking like they wanted to step in and stop something, but nothing ended up actually happening. And so a shot went down, and Bennion's going to go to the line to make it a three-point play. 69-50. Churchill on top. Now under 4 minutes left in the game. Good job of both players kind of keeping their cool there as Bennion's free throw rolls around and falls. 70-50 Churchill in a game that was tied at the half and a game that they trailed at the end of the first quarter. They're completely in control here in the fourth as Akuma nearly steals it in the backcourt. And now Bennion dives on the pile and forces a jump ball. Let's see if they call a foul on him because he kind of dove in there wildly, and I think one of the officials coming in and going to have a conversation. It's the call here. And they're going to call a jump ball, and the possession arrow goes to Churchill. All right, so Churchill up by 20 with the ball. Now into the front court, Bennion passes over to O'Neal, who's going to control near the timeline. Crossover, now he just backs it up. He's going against Spence, dribbles left. Now back out to Wallace. Wallace jab step, now dribbles left. Trying to find some space, can't, so he just leaves it off for Bennion. Bennion jab step, now he goes into lane. He's going to go up with the right hand, no good. Rebound goes to Wells. Boy, he had a great opportunity there for a layup, couldn't finish. Wells quickly the other way, tries to pass it outside and tipped out of bounds by Wallace, so North Medford going to retain possession. But again, active hands defensively for Churchill in the second half. That must have been the message from Kelly Bookin at the half. Guys, you got to wake up defensively. That's how you're going to win. Inbound goes to Garrett Parker. Garrett Parker goes up with a right hand and is fouled, and he knocks it down. See who the foul is on. I believe it's Wallace. It is. Isaiah Wallace picks up his second foul. And Garrett Parker has kind of struggled tonight. He averages 10.5 points per game, their leading scorer this year. Just gets his seventh point with that shot. So 3 minutes left in the game. North Medford, still some time, but they got to get moving. Parker misses the free throw, and the rebound goes to Churchill as Bennion saves it inbounds. O'Neal now up with it. Inside the key, now trapped, passes out to Wallace. Wallace against Wells, now back to O'Neal. O'Neal going to drive into the lane with a left hand, now up with a right hand shot off the glass. Great defense, but it doesn't matter. And Kalen O'Neal gets it to fall, and he's in double figures. Dre Thomas the other way for North Medford. Dribbles inside. Now outside pass to Wells. Left wide open for a three. Back rim no good. Rebound up and no good by Spence. And boy, you have got to finish that. And he is fouled on the second shot. So he missed the first attempt and got the rebound. Trying to see who the foul was on. I think they might have got Carson for it. As Spence misses the free throw off the back rim. It is Wallace, Bennion, O'Neal, Morgan, and Carson on the floor for Churchill as Spence knocks down the second one. 72-53, North Medford into the full court press. Wallace dribbles it up across the timeline, now leaves it off for O'Neal, who has a breakaway, fakes a pass, now does pass it to Carson, and he was not ready for it. Stolen away by North Medford, now stolen away in the backcourt, and Carson leaves it off for Wallace. Wallace tied up, jump ball, or are they going to call the foul? They're going to say it's on the floor, but I think they did call a foul. And it's going to go against Wells. Boy, it looked like he had him tied up there. That is Wells' fourth foul of the game. So to the line to shoot the one-on-one. Here's Isaiah Wallace. Misses the first one. Rebound goes to Spence. His sixth board of the game for North Medford. Gives it over to Wells, now to Jarae Thomas. Let's see if he can do something. He has not done anything here in the second half after having a great first half. Passes over to Parker. Parker dribbles right, and he's bumped. They're going to say the foul's on the floor as he did go up for a shot, but it came after the foul. It's going to go against Kalen O'Neal, his third. Actually, his fourth foul. Yep. So Wells to inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it into the corner. Three ball on the way. No good. But the offensive rebound again goes to Garrett Parker. Now outside to Wells. He's left wide open again, and again he can't knock it down. But again an offensive rebound by Garrett Parker. And this time he knocks it down. 72-55. Carson uncovered the other way. Lays it up and missed it. He missed the shot. Rebound goes to Parker. Got to finish an open opportunity like that. The lob play for Jarae Thomas. Holy cow, what a dunk! Darius Wells with the alley-oop, and Thomas throws it down with the right hand. 72-57, North Medford still trailing. Holy cow, what a dunk! And Kelly Bookin wants a timeout. Anybody in this building have a video camera that can show me that dunk again, because that was sensational. Full timeout on the floor by Churchill, 72-57. The Lancers still holding on. 1:29 left in the ballgame here on 95.3 The Score.
At Sun Automotive, it's about more than fixing vehicles. It's about keeping you and your family safe. Technology is always changing, but our values never waver. Always do what's right for our customers. Their kids, and now their grandkids. Sure, we all want to make a living, but for me, it's about making a life. For the best service under the sun, come to Sun Automotive in Eugene and Springfield.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
72-57, Churchill. Just looking to close things out here against North Medford. 1:29 left in the game. Alex Braga here from Churchill High School. Thanks for joining me tonight in the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on The Score. Isaiah Wallace going to inbound from the sideline. Kind of stack the play. Now he gets it into O'Neal. Now over to Bennion in the backcourt. Now to O'Neal in the front court. Now back over to Bennion. Gives it over to Samaje Morgan. He's trapped. Gets it over to Benyon. Benyon now back to Morgan on the right side. Now skip pass over to Wallace. Now back to Benyon near the midcourt stripe. Now back over to Wallace, who's left open for a three. Passes it up. And we'll pick up his dribble, which he shouldn't have done. Now leaves it over for O'Neal. And back over to Morgan. Now we are going to be under a minute right now. Pass over to O'Neal. Over to Wallace. Again, they left him open, and he passes it up. Gets it to Morgan. Good heads-up play. And Churchill just looking to run out the rest of the time here in this ball game. Morgan now to Benyon. And I think North Medford might be tired of chasing them around. Over to Garacki. Now to Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the right, top of the key. Now over to Morgan. Now back to Wallace. Now 35 seconds left. Benyon left open. He leaves it off for Garacki. Two-hand thunder jam. That's the cherry on top of this ball game. You betcha. And a fantastic second half for him. Culminates in a big-time dunk. 20 seconds left in the game. 74-57. Parker the other way, up with the right hand. Knocks down the shot. Inbound to Benyon, and it looks like Churchill's just going to be able to run this thing out. North Medford is not going to foul, and Benyon dribbles into the front court, and he's just going to hold on to it. 5-4-3-2-1, and that is the end of the game. 74-59 the final. Churchill, an impressive second half game, ends up taking the win fairly comfortably after things did not look well several times in the first half. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, give you some final stats, our player of the game, then we'll send you on your way. Again, our final, Churchill 74, North Medford 59, here at 95.3 The Score.
Do you have a job but want a career? Do you feel stuck because you can't afford to stop working for additional schooling or training? Well, if you're reliable, self-motivated, hardworking, and want to learn a new trade, Western Pneumatics, Inc. is looking for you. Western Pneumatics is an established company with more than 35 plus years experience and a reputation for excellence in the industry. No experience? No problem. We will train you. Western Pneumatics is looking for welders, fabricators, machinists with assembly experience, and construction millwrights. Western Pneumatics is dedicated to their employees and wants to provide every opportunity for their employees to gain the experience they want and need in this industry to create the career they've always wanted. Competitive wages and an excellent benefit package are offered to all of Western Pneumatics employees. If you'd like to try something new, stop in and fill out an application at 110 North Seneca or apply online at westernpneumatics.com.
RV dealers come and RV dealers go. Only locally owned and operated Garrity is fully committed to our community. This is Shannon Nill, and my family is committed to the hardworking people of the Willamette Valley. That's why we've opened a new RV park and a new service center to bring more people to our region. We believe in supporting the community that supported us for over 50 years, and we hope you'll continue to support the nearly 400 families that work at Garrity. When you purchase at Garrity, your money stays here in Oregon. Unlike some dealers, we don't play tax games. We're a local business and pay all our taxes here to support our schools, roads, and important services. I'm proud we're now the first and only dealer with a service department open 7 days a week, offering same-day Trip Saver appointments if your adventure is in jeopardy due to mechanical issues. Thank you for your continued support. When you think of motorhomes, 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 and trailers too, we hope you'll think of Garrity, Garrity, Garrity in Junction City.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Game of the Week. I'm Alex Braga. Thank you for joining me tonight. Our final score here from Churchill, 74-59. The Lancers with the win. They are now 3-0. On the season, North Medford now falls to 0-3. The Lancers have a week off and will next travel to the coast to play North Bend next Friday before coming home to play a huge matchup with defending state champ Thurston on the 18th. The Black Tornado have more than a week off. They actually play Liberty next Saturday during the day. Our game next week here on The Score will be Valley Catholic at Marist. Spartans lost a big one to Willamette in their opener. They play Gladstone tonight. Valley Catholic 1-1 coming into tonight, so be sure to join us next Friday for Valley Catholic at Marist. Oregon men's basketball in action tomorrow here on The Score. They have lost two in a row, need a get-back game in the worst way against Nebraska-Omaha. Joey Mack gets you going with a 4:30 pregame show, 5 o'clock tip-off. The entire game can be heard right here on 95.3 The Score. Be sure to check out 95.3thescore.com for how to listen online if you wished to do so. Well, before we send you on your way, let's go ahead and get to some of our final stats and our piece of hardware we give out every Friday, the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Player of the Game. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Let's start off with the Churchill Lancers, who got the win tonight, so they get the honors. E.J. Makuma, 4 points, 2 rebounds for them. Silas Bennion, 5 points, all in the second half, also 2 rebounds. Isaiah Wallace, 16 points on 4 3-pointers, also 2 rebounds. Only 3 of those points, though, came in the second half. Samaje Morgan, 5 points. 3 of those came in the second half. He knocked down a 3-pointer as well. Kalen O'Neill, 10 points and 5 rebounds. Evan Pia, 9 points and 2 boards. Brian Garacki led the way, 20 points and 4 rebounds. 18 points in the second half. And Dylan Carson rounding out the scoring, 5 points and 2 rebounds. Over to North Medford, Darius Wells, 4 points and 4 boards. Trask Conrad, 2 points and 3 rebounds. Landon Ellis off the bench with a rebound. Jarray Thomas led them with 21 points and 6 boards. Jet Carpenter, 13 and 4. Victor Orozco-Bernal, 2 rebounds. Garrett Parker, 11 points and 6 rebounds. Nick Carrick, 3 and 2. Elias Spence, 5 and 6. North Medford pretty much dominated the glass tonight. But that is because they missed more shots than Churchill did. 34-19, North Medford, the rebounding edge. All right, let's go ahead and get to our player of the game tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and go with Brian Garacki because it was really a tale of two halves for who led the action for both of these teams. For Churchill, who ended up getting the win, as it was Wallace in the first half who had 13 points at the break. He only had 3 in the second half, but Garacki just 2 points at the halftime break, but had 18 in the second half to finish with 20 and 4 rebounds. Really showed it all, playing well on the inside. Also hit a couple of 3-pointers in the second half as well. So Brian Garacki, our player of the game tonight for the Churchill Lancers. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, our final 74-59. After that, the Lancers now 3-0. The Black Tornado are 0-3. Big thanks to everybody out here at Churchill, including AD and head coach Kelly Bookin. For my board op tonight, Michaela, I am Alex Braga. You've been listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Have a good one, everybody.